This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. I've got 60 seconds to greet you today because we're going to hear the end of this message, and that's going to run about 11 minutes. So we're listening to The Rich Young Ruler. We're going to wrap that up here today on today's program of WGOD Radio. This weekend, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. If you're looking for a church home, I invite you to come out. This weekend, my sermon is The Days of Noah. It's another look at what the Lord said. What'll be the sign of, well, the question they asked them, what'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? We're going to switch and look at Matthew this Sunday at 10:30 and look at this Days of Noah. What constituted the days of Noah? That's what we're going to look at this Sunday morning. Now, here is the last part of this message, The Rich Young Ruler.
What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. This is verse 19. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Notice how Jesus answers him with the law. And I'll wager you anything that he hasn't looked at him yet. Okay? He hasn't looked at him yet. Perhaps thinking, here comes another plant. Another Pharisee trying to trip me up. Trying to destroy me. Perhaps as he was in John 8, when they brought the woman with adultery, maybe he's looking on the ground, not taking notice. Now please, don't take away the humanness of Jesus too. And he answers him with the textbook answer. What must I do to inherit eternal life? It's do not, do not, do not, do not, and do not. That's his answer. Now, Jesus hears a legitimate answer. This is no Pharisee trying to trip him up. Verse 20, he answered and said to him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. Now, Jesus is going to stop what he's doing. And, at verse 21, then Jesus, look what it says next. Looking at him, or beholding him. Then Jesus looked at him and he loved him. I love it. The Son of God looks at you. He sees right through you. He looks at you. What's his initial response? You know, as I said earlier, you can never hide your initial response to something you've heard. I've been telling my family all week, I'm engaged to this woman over here to be married. Went out to eat. And I'm telling people and I'm watching. Because you can't hide what your first response is to someone. You don't have time to fake. You don't have time to lie. You don't have time to put a false face on. You don't have time to pretend to be happy when you're not. And I tell everyone, I'm engaged to a woman named Carol. And these faces bright up and smiles come on your eyes. I say, oh, don't even give it away on your first response. Now, what was Jesus' first response? He looked at him, and he loved him. Loved him. That's Jesus' first response. Did he look at him? Is he mad at him? Does he look at him? Is he upset at him? Is he upset at him because he keeps dropping the ball? He keeps making the same mistakes? Keeps going around the same old mountain? No. He looks at him and he loves him. He looks at him and he loves him. And that's Jesus' way he looks at you. And his response to you. No matter how many times you've gone around that mountain, no matter how many times you've committed the same sin, no matter how many times you've let him down, Jesus' response to you is he looks at you and he loves you. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus thinks about you. He loves you. Then, as he looks deeply into your soul, and now he's not so much the Son of Man anymore, now he's the Son of God. He looks at you and says, one thing you lack. See, the Son of Man can't do that. Son of God can. Go your way. You understood that. I said that correctly, right? Jesus, as the Son of Man, can do everything because he's God. But that's something that men, regular men, can't do. I can't look into you and see your sins. The Son of God can. One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor. And you will have treasures in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. See, the rich young ruler's been a good man. He loves God, keeps the commandments, lives a good life, but still feels on the inside that there's something missing. And the Son of God shows him exactly what that is. That is, this man's put something before God. Money is his God. What did Jesus say? You cannot worship mammon and God, right? Or God and mammon. Mammon was the Aramaic word for money. You can't do both. You can't worship money and God. Something's got to give. And this man worshiped money. As you see. You know, that's not the way, me with all my faults, that's not the way I would have responded. I mean, it was all or nothing. If I'm searching for him, searching for the Lord, that's not the way I would have responded. We need to change the name of this man to the rich young fool. See, we can call him that without risk of hellfire because he turned his back on eternity and went to hell because he wouldn't give up money, something that's not going to last. You are a fool if you do that. You're a fool. If you're going to lose your soul because of money, you are a fool. And I'm here to tell you today, you're a fool. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? What would you have done? Three questions. Do you have something you put ahead of God? Is there something that is more important to you than God? Is there something or someone that you would never give up if God told you that that one thing was barring your entry into the kingdom? Only you can answer that. My prayer all week has been the Lord would speak to you here during this message and show you if you're guilty of this. If the Holy Spirit's showing you, you've got something you've put ahead of him. Now, Jesus seizes the opportunity here as a great teachable moment. Verse 23. And Jesus looked round about. You see, he's catching this. He's looking around at the faces. And he's seeing utter shock. And this is a great teachable moment for him. Jesus, looking round about, saith unto his disciples, how, what's the next word?
Hardly.
I like the way, you know, the way we use that word. Are you going to buy a Ferrari for Christmas this year? What do you say?
Hardly.
Hardly? And yet it's the same word the Son of God uses for all who are rich. I don't say some.
Oh, you've beaten the odds. If you're rich, and if you're not part of Hardly, that's great.
There are lots and lots and lots and lots of rich Christians, millionaire Christians, who have loose hands, and they hold on to things loosely. Instead of like this, God can't put nothing in a clenched fist, right? But when you hold on loosely, like Adrian Rogers says, when you're faithful with the light God gives you, he gives you more light. I would say it's the same with finances. Can God trust you with money? When he can trust you with what you have, then he gives you more. But you cannot worship God and mammon. Now, this is so shocking to his disciples that he even says it again. Verse 24. His disciples were astonished at his word, but Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, children, it's the word techna, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were, look at their response to this. They were astonished out of measure. They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Amen to that. All things are possible. I leave you today with this to contemplate. If Jesus was to say to you, one thing you lack, what would it be? What would he say to you? Is he revealing that to you this morning? Is there anything in your life that's off limits to him? For the Son of God looks at you and he loves you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of